Hi, I'm Lori Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place for women in their second half of life to go to receive inspiration. If you are at a place where you believe your best days are behind you, it is my hope one of these episodes will spark you to think differently and lead you to a new belief that your second half may actually be your best half. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that the younger you never had. So it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age or circumstances hold you back from the pursuit of a more fulfilling and fun life. The happier we are, the better the world will be. So instead of settling for what you don't want, how about going after what you do want? Listen in and let something you hear prompt you to take the first step in making the rest your best. Welcome to another Lessons Learned episode of Living Your Sparked Second Half. I'm talking today about the pursuit of purpose and the lessons that I've found in my pursuit of purpose. And I want to share what I believe about purpose. And it might help you if you're somebody who is at a place where you're just missing something and you feel like, I wish there was more. And it might be purpose. And what I found is that we are our happiest when we are in pursuit of our purpose. And so I wanted to talk about that and what, in my opinion, I think holds people back from finding it. I also want to tell you that I have a free training that's coming up, the brand new free training I'm doing. And it's called The Awakening of the Empty Nester. And it's not just for empty nesters, but since I'm an empty nester, my story is about after my kids left and thinking they were my purpose. And then my purpose was all of a sudden gone. So, but you know, it can relate to people who maybe not have kids, but still find themselves at midlife struggling and wondering, is this all there is? And so for me, what I came to realize in not only finding my purpose, but in helping other people find their purpose, is that we sometimes mistake purpose for this big thing that is going to, like, once we find it, it's going to be like, oh my God, that is it. That is what it is. Thank God I found it. And now I can truly live it. But really, purpose is not a noun. It's not a thing that you find. I say, and I came up with this idea, and I think it helps. Purpose is not a noun. It's a verb. It's in the doing of the activity. It's in the thing that you love to do, not the thing that you love to love. And that's where the mistake comes in, is that I think sometimes we latch on to a person or a thing. And the problem is, if it doesn't come internally of something like an activity that you love, and it's more of a thing outside yourself, then it has a really strong potential of going away. And then you're left with seeking new purpose. So I want to talk about that and share my thoughts. And I have three tips that I think, or things that will help you, if you have these things, will really help you for sure guide you to your purpose. So I'm going to share these three things at the end, but I want to start by talking about passion and purpose. They're two separate things. You can have passion without purpose, but you can't have purpose without passion. So that's kind of the thing. So passion is really a subset, I guess, or maybe it's a superset. Purpose is a subset. Yes, purpose is a subset of passion. Because like I said, you can have multiple things that make you passionate, but your purpose is this thing that make this doing that makes you feel purposeful. How's that? Defining the word with the word, or a form of the word. I was always told that. Don't define the word with a different version of the word. So purpose is being purposeful. All right. So for me, passion, and I looked up the definition. So this is what passion is defined to be: a strong feeling of enthusiasm or excitement, either for something or about doing something. Passions are often something you would love to do constantly. All right, so let me break down this definition. So excitement either for something, so that's when passion could be about something external or about doing something. And when you're doing something, I think that's where it's internal. And if passion is something you're doing constantly, then that could be indicative of a purpose. But if it's something that you love doing all the time, then yeah. Wouldn't you want to do that all the time? And could you make that like your work? Could you make that your job? If you don't need the money, then still make it your, it could be your everyday hobby. And if you would like it to make money, then pursue something around that that could make you money. So you could do it all the time. That's the idea, right? And so passion is a feeling. So it's not a thing, it's a passion. It's in the feeling for a thing or a doing. Now, purpose, I say, is doing an activity, but it's deeper than that. It goes a little deeper than that. It's the what and the why. What are you doing and why are you doing it? So, and I say that because purpose can be as simple as, well, I'm going to have a dinner party. Okay. I'm going to have a dinner party. That has purpose, right? But is it something that you're going to want to do all the time? No. Is it something that's going to really light you up and make you super passionate? Well, maybe if you like cooking or you like talking to people and socializing, but it's not something that's like sustainable that you're going to do all the time unless you want to be a chef, right? So that's a clue. If you really love dinner parties, maybe that is your passion that would turn into a purpose. But if it's giving you that feeling of passion, you could do it all the time, right? Make it turn it into something. But anyways, the definition of purpose is the reason something is done. It includes intention, resolution, and determination. It's the impact we want to have. So if we're doing something for a purpose, we would have a feeling of passion that we're going to have an impact, that we're going to be, somebody's going to feel impacted by what we're doing. And that impact gives us that why. So again, passion and feeling, purpose is kind of the what and the why. Purpose, verb, not a noun. So then there's this thing called Dharma. And it's funny about this thing called Dharma is that I never knew what Dharma meant. And I saw that show Lost. I used to watch Lost. I loved Lost. But I could never figure out like what was really going on. You know, it's just like, you're just like, it seems so real, but how can it be real? Because it's, some of that stuff isn't real. And so of course, if you've watched Lost, and hopefully if you haven't watched it and you're watching it on Netflix or binging it or something, you might want to skip over this part, but you find out at the end kind of what the deal is. I won't share exactly what it is, but you find out at the end and it's like, oh, interesting. But I never knew what Dharma meant because they had this thing called Dharma on the island. And it was like this science experiment called Dharma. And so what I found out, because my coach started talking about Dharma, and Dharma is actually purpose when it comes to that deep, deep soul reason for being. So it's your soul's purpose, your soul's function or higher calling, kind of the cosmic law and order. So if you're thinking of universal laws, like the law of gravity, the law of Dharma is you actually what you came here to do, the reason for your existence. And it is usually expressed as a service, a need, or difference that you're going to make in humanity. But the law of Dharma states that if you are breathing, you have a purpose. So if you're one of those people that says, my purpose is over. No, your purpose is not over because you're still breathing. Or you think, oh, if I had a purpose, I would have found it by now. No, you just have been blocked from finding it. It's invisible to you. And there's probably a number of reasons, which is one of the reasons you should come to my free training, because I go over those. But your purpose also is bigger than just existing. We're not here to just exist. I love that. Survive to thrive. We are not here to just survive. We are here to thrive. And if you're not living from a purpose and feeling passionate, then you are just existing. And you're meant to be here for something bigger. And a lot of people just kind of wander around life and never figure it out. And then they're gone. So, and I believe that it was an agreement you made. So if you haven't found it, you're kind of not living up to your agreement. But no one knows your purpose but you. No one can tell you. And moms and dads are really good at this. And that's one of the reasons why we're probably been stuck in a career we don't like, is they're really good at saying, you would be so good at this. You should do this. Oh my gosh, I think that's your purpose. They probably are telling you what your purpose is just because of skill you have. And your purpose doesn't necessarily align with the skills you have. Skills are something we learn in school. It doesn't necessarily mean it's aligned with who we are and what we love. We just happen to be good at it. And we, our human brains, we can learn anything. We can be skilled in anything. It just takes, that's what the gift of our human brain is, that no other creatures on earth have. But the more that you are in alignment with who you are and who you came here to be and what you love, which is really the natural expression of who you are, if you're authentically showing up in life, and you're not trying to please other people, and you're not wearing a mask, trying to be someone who you're not, then it's your purpose can be revealed more easily. And a lot of people, and you know, I studied under Alex Paulos, who does personality typing, and he's an expert in this. Over 70% of people are walking around wearing a mask without even realizing it. You need to be in alignment with the natural expression of who you are, which is being authentic. The better life will go for you and the happier you will be. Alignment with a purpose, feeling passionate. So you came here for a reason. And if you are deviating from that, it's not going to feel good. And not feeling good could be something, I mean, you could feel a great degree of pain from it. Some people, it causes ill health. And that's the universe trying to course correct you. So I've had people on my podcast and they're like, oh my gosh, I had 2 heart attacks. Well, that's the train wreck the universe is giving you to get you back on to the right track. Think of the train as having a fork, and there's 2 paths, and one, you go one way and that's the wreck, you know, which is 2 heart attacks, and going the other way is where it's going to feel really good and you're going to be really happy. So when you are misaligned, it doesn't feel good. You know, there's a feeling something isn't wrong, and when you feel something isn't wrong, it can be, like I said, ill health, or it can be just this questioning, this wondering, this just feeling, this little, you know, it just doesn't go away. This constant thought or wonder of like, is there something else? I should be happy. Why aren't I? I have everything. Most people would be so fortunate to have what I have, but there's just, I don't feel like I'm living the life I should. I don't feel like I'm doing the things I do should do. I don't feel like I'm helping in a way that I want to help. And so it's like this state of turmoil. And so the universe is always trying to get you back into alignment with your dharma. And the more misaligned you are, is usually the worse you feel. So, but even just these feelings of uncomfortability. My daughter had a boyfriend in high school, and he said comfortability, and I was like, that's not a word. Come to find out, it is a word. So look what I learned from my daughter's 18-year-old boyfriend. But it's a level of uncomfortability, even though I can't say it. So different degrees on the spectrum. And I think it's just how far off track you are, honestly. And sometimes I think, you know, it's the universe's desire, because if it doesn't get you off that track, you'll never get off of it. And so the further you go down that track and the more misaligned you become, the more ingrained you get on that path, the harder it's going to be to get off that path. It throws something like a big boulder on the track, because that's the only way it's going to get your attention. And so I'm saying this because obviously I'm very passionate about it. I feel like I've learned a lot about purpose through pursuing my own purpose. And I feel like my purpose is really educating people on what purpose is, really is. It's not so complicated. And then helping guide them to it. And so my dharma is my impact that I want to make on maybe a larger scale than some people, because I wouldn't be out there and putting myself on the internet and having a podcast and talking about it. But it doesn't have to be. You know, we end up comparing ourselves to other people. It's like, oh, she's kind of my age. She's pursuing her purpose. Oh, but her purpose, I couldn't do that. Well, you're not supposed to do it, probably. My purpose is not your purpose. Your purpose is customized to you and who you are and your authentic self and why you're here and the agreement you came. And I'm a completely different person. Some purposes can be similar, but my purpose is always going to be unique to me, because it's a combination of things, not only my personality and my character traits, but my past experiences. And nobody has my past experiences, not even my sister. So you have your own path, you have your own dharma. And so if you don't know what it is, then decide, are you going to find it, pursue it, look for it, and start living it? Or are you just going to give up on it? And if you're just going to give up on it, don't be surprised if the universe, you know, gives you a little whack. So indicators of what may be your purpose is knowing the things that light you up, you know, that go back into the, like what I was saying about passion, that the hints as to what light you up are the things that, ooh, that's fun. That looks like fun. Ooh, things you're curious about that you want to do. And what happens is our logical brain tries to talk us out of those things. I'm too busy. Oh, I don't have time for that. Or, you know, why would I do that? You know, yeah, it looks like fun, but oh my gosh, I have too many other things to do. A lot of it comes down to busyness, right? We cut ourselves off from so much because of our busy lives, but it has to come from the heart. So it's a feeling from the heart. It's not a thought from the logical brain that says you should be doing this. It's not a thought from the logical brain that says I have to, I should. It's something that comes from the heart that I desire to do this. That looks exciting. That looks fun. You might even label it as an adventure. But the pursuit of purpose, remember, like I said, it's the doing. It's not the destination. Yeah, we have goals around our purpose. I have goals around the number of people I want to help. I have goals around how many times I want to open the second half Spark School this year. Yeah. So that's kind of a destination. Oh, I'm going to open the doors on this date to the second half Spark School. But the doing I'm doing now, the talking here to you, the creating the training that I'm going to be rolling out on the 31st. The talking to the people on Instagram and YouTube and, you know, Facebook. That's the doing that fulfills me and excites me. I was talking to a 14-year-old on YouTube about purpose. And like that, I love that. So it's not the destination. I just have to know what it is and start to pursue it. And then it grows. It's like the more you find passion in the doing, the more clear what more you want to do with that. It starts as little things. And then the steps might get more clear, or they do get more clear, but the steps are more concrete and the goals become like more concrete. And I, you know, you can say the goals are the destination, but I always say goals are just a stepping stone to another goal. They're just really milestones in life. You know, the goal is like get to the end and, you know, be happy with the life you lived. So, but tuning into that feeling of passion is kind of like your GPS, or it's kind of like, you know, the hot cold game. I think this is a really good one. You play where you're colder or you're hotter. So if you're feeling kind of like, well, you're colder. If you're feeling, I like that. That's hotter. You're getting closer. So that's your kind of leading, or taking action based on your passion. So letting passion be your guide. And so if you have multiple passions, then, you know, dabble in them all. See which one kind of rises to the top. That's what I would say. You can have multiple passions. But I think there's always going to be one that is going to be kind of your guiding force. And so that's for you to figure out. But I would say don't cut yourself off from any of them, because some of them, remember, our logical brain comes in. So if you have like, I like this and I like this and I like this, well, I can't do that. You know, maybe you want to do it as a career. Like I started a business at age 60. So if you want to start a business, but you're talking yourself out of a passion because you're like, oh, that's going to be too hard. So what's the reason that you would, you know, you have these three choices. What's the heart telling you? If you could do any of them and you could have all the money in the world and you didn't have any limits and you had all the knowledge you need, which one would you pick? So that's a really good test when you have multiple passions. But always be wary when you say your passion is, my passion is my grandchildren, or my passion is my significant other. Like, tune into that. Like when they grow up, or when they die, or when they leave you, because you don't know, they might be like hunky-dory now, but like what happens? I mean, I look at my mom, who, my dad was her everything, and she probably would say he was her purpose, and he died, and her life has been horrible. She just like curled up into a ball, and she's like laying in a living home in diapers, and could have had, I mean, he died in 2007. It's almost like she retired at age 50 and she's now age 84. And I think about how she lived she had a great life for 22 years with him, but she's going to live maybe 22 years in this horrible situation, because my dad was her purpose. Her purpose was a noun. It was a thing. It was a man. And so that's another reason I think I'm really passionate about this, and why I want you to know it has to come internal. It's the doing. And she was a guidance counselor, and she was so good and loved what she did. And she could have been a coach, coaching people and changing lives. And I think that truly was what would have been her purpose if she had not, if she had really understood. I think a lot of it's just an awareness and an understanding. All right. So I'm going to end with the three things you'll need. I'm going to wrap up. But the three things is you need to believe. You need to have a belief that, number one, purpose exists. And purpose exists for everyone. And number two, you have a purpose. If purpose exists and you don't have a purpose right now, you have one. You just haven't found it. Your soul has a primary purpose, and it is possible for you. And that belief needs to be like, no doubt, no doubt. Because it's harder to manifest things into your life. And if you want to find purpose, that part of the manifestation process, it's about like how you want to feel and not just like material things. It's what you want to attract into your life. So if you want to attract a new purpose, believe that one exists for you. Because if you have doubt, then you're just going to repel it potentially. All right. So faith, belief, so important. Number two, know what lights you up. So, and some of us don't. I didn't. I was like, I don't know what lights me up. You know, I like to go on trips. I like to meet new people. I like to learn new things. I mean, all these general things. I had no idea. So you have to experiment. And that's one of the things I help people do in the second half Spark School. We do a lot of work. We do a lot of work in like understanding. A lot of people, like I said, aren't living their authentic self. So it's kind of uncovering and revealing who that is and being okay with who that is, which is really eye-opening. And then kind of like figuring out what those things are. And some things come up from the past. It's crazy. Things that we like are totally blocked from. It's kind of like been blacked out. And so, and it's not because I have any trauma necessarily. I didn't have any trauma in my life, although I did uncover something recently. It's kind of childhood trauma, but I never saw myself as traumatized. I had a really great life, really loving parents. But that's, so number two is know yourself and what lights you up. And number three is be open to new ideas. So if you're sitting here kind of judging and thinking, oh, you know, easy for her to say, then in a way, you're kind of pushing back on it. You're not receptive. So if you're being triggered by this, then you should probably look and explore that because it means that there's something there. And it is probably that you don't have a purpose and you want one if you're being triggered by it. So really explore that. So I say get curious about what you love. Get curious about how you're feeling. And if you're not feeling open, why you're not feeling open. But you need, in order to find purpose, to be open to new ideas and new perspectives. And be willing to change and get uncomfortable. Because what comfort is doing the same thing you're doing. But if you keep doing the same thing you're doing, then you're not going to change. Things aren't going to change. The quote is insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So those three things are key. Believe that purpose exists and that it's there for you. Know what lights you up, what gives you passion, and experiment and be open to new ideas and be willing to change. And I want to end with this quick story of one of my students that was so, oh my gosh, I try to hold myself back from crying, but it was such an amazing, for me, realization of the work I do and you know, the realization of the effectiveness, the simplicity really of what I do, but how important it is to do it. When I can change somebody's, shift something in somebody so they see things differently and have these kind of aha moments. And I'm not going to name names of the student, but the student was one in, and this might be you, so I think it's really helpful to share it. But this student was very sad and very, just like kind of like when you looked at her, she just seemed sad, you know? And very self-critical, and had a really hard time coming up with a list of things that I talked about guishes in a couple episodes ago. She had a really hard time coming up with a guish list, just like a fun wish list of things you want to do. She was like, it's more like, I feel like it's like a checklist of chores. And then she has a real hard time sitting in the quiet, like, and just letting things percolate. Cause we try to remove the busy because like, it's like the busy life is blocking that connection to get these messages. And so there's a lot of like teaching how to do that and creating new habits for doing that. And she had a really hard time with that. And when she would do visualizations, like she wouldn't see things. Some people, when I take them through a training and I do a visualization, they'll say, I didn't see anything, or I saw black. I saw the back of my eyelids. That happens. That just shows that if people do that, it's all the more reason like to seek help and get, you know, figure out how to open that connection. And there are ways to do that. But she had a really hard time getting, she was also very misaligned. She was living in a mask, very didn't see herself as who she really was. And so she, once she started to know who she was and see herself, and she started to do the things, and it was hard, but she knew, she saw other people having transformations. She saw it, the effect of the work other people were doing. So she persevered. She persevered. And I'll give her so much credit for that. And she, we got on a coaching call. It was probably about, oh gosh, trying to think how many calls in. And I was expecting like get on the call and probably more resistance, more struggles. What's going to be the struggle this week? We get on the call and she says, I found my purpose. I found my purpose. And I was like, oh my God, what where did you find it? And again, it's, I want to be clear. It's not a noun. It's not a noun, but what it was for her was an idea, an inkling. And when you have a download of an inkling, that inkling will give you an idea for action to take. So you can have an inkling, you can have an idea of a purpose, but if you don't take the step to pursue it, it doesn't matter. It's over. Game over. You have to take the step. And that's where I say you have to be open for change and to be uncomfortable, because a lot of people will have this inkling of, oh, I think that would, I would like to do that. Get, that gives me a reason. That feels impactful. That would be a what that I could do that, and you know, and then where they get stuck is like, well, how do I do it? So then that has to be the next inkling. So you work on, okay, help me, universe. Okay, I kind of had this idea. Okay, what's the next step? What help me have an idea, because all the ideas are inside of us. We should get quiet and listen for them. And then it'll come. It'll come. And it just simple steps. But what she told me was, I mean, it was pretty incredible. And what she said, and I would have never guessed this in a million years, she said, when I was a young mother, I decided to kill myself. One day, I was going to do it. And I had it all planned. And my friend called me out of the blue. And she said, I don't even know why she called me. We hadn't planned to talk. And I don't remember what she said to me. But we talked for a while. And in that moment, and she had no idea, her friend had no idea what was going on. And she said, and by the end of the call, I decided I wasn't going to kill myself. And she said, I want to do that. I want to help people with that. And I was like, whoa. Here is a person who has been sad for, I don't know why. She's comparing herself to others. I know she's misaligned. I know she has some blocks. We'll work through those. But doing the work, something that probably she had forgotten until she did the work. I mean, it's always in our subconscious, so we don't really forget it. It's with us. It's with us. We're carrying it with us. It's stopping us from doing things. It was stopping her from doing things, but it was just blocked. It was a memory that she had suppressed, much like the childhood trauma I just uncovered. And so, yeah, it was powerful, very powerful. So she found it. She did the work, and she like she got the inkling. She got the inkling of the what and the why. And that's where purpose comes in, that makes it impactful. Like, and it doesn't mean like she could just go volunteer at the suicide hotline. That could be the simple thing that she starts, the next step. The next step is simply Googling suicide hotline. Where is one? Can I volunteer? How can I help? Can I take a training on how I could be somebody who helped these people? Who knows? So that I just wanted to share, because it doesn't matter how blocked you are. It doesn't matter, like, if you're resistant. If you truly want it and desire it, it's there for you. It's there for you. So I hope you enjoyed this episode that I'm so passionate about. So passionate about this topic. And I hope you can take time to come to my training. You can attend live or you can watch the replays, but you got to sign up. And registration will be open soon. So thanks so much for listening. Just watch this channel, watch my Instagram, watch my Facebook. Obviously, I'll be talking about the training that will be starting soon. All right, bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Living Your Spark Second Half podcast. If you'd like to watch my guest interviews, you can find the video version of this podcast on my Not Your Average Grandma YouTube channel. Also, you can check out what I have going on at the moment by going to my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. Or find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you like this episode, please mention it to a friend, and don't forget to leave a review so I know the topics you like best and can bring you more of that content in upcoming episodes. Last but not least, remember to always listen to that inner voice that will never steer you wrong, and make living from the most sparked place possible your biggest priority. When we do that, we make the world a better place.